This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcome him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President António Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nations. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana President Ali has expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, diplomatic relations between India and Guyana have been in place since 1965 when India established a commission in Georgetown. This was upgraded to a full-fledged High Commission of India in 1968, following Guyana's independence on 26 May 1966. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the finance minister said people from across the country had termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic effort. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST के रिफॉर्म से देश के आर्थिक उन्नति में भी बहुत बड़ा एक लाभ मिलेगा अगर हम प्योर इकोनॉमिक्स के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बात करें हमारी देश की जीडीपी है करीब 330 लाख करोड़ की अभी इसमें से करीब 202 लाख करोड़ हमारा कंजम्पशन है 202 लाख करोड़ जो कंजम्पशन है ये अगर जीएसटी के इस छूट के बाद में अगर 10% भी बढ़ता है तो 20 लाख करोड़ की एक्स्ट्रा जीडीपी देश में आती है तो ये अपने आप में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है बिकॉज प्रोडक्शन जब बढ़ता है तो स्वाभाविक है कि उसका रोजगार का इम्पैक्ट आता है स्वाभाविक है कि बहुत सारी जो जितनी हमारी आर्थिक गतिविधियां हैं वो सब बढ़ने लगती है
यूनियन एग्रीकल्चर एंड रूरल डेवलपमेंट मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान ने स्टेटेड दैट द न्यूली इंट्रोड्यूस्ड जीएसटी रेट्स and slabs will have a significant impact on the agriculture sector. Speaking at a press conference in Bhopal, the union minister explained the changes will particularly benefit small and medium farmers. The reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits, he added. In Uttarakhand, due to sudden heavy rains in Uttarkashi district last evening, the Naugaon stream swelled up. Water and debris from the stream entered the market area and dozens of houses. Some vehicles parked on the road were also swept away by the flow of water. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami directed the district administration to carry out relief and rescue operations on a war footing. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar last evening. India's star boxer Nikhat Zareen won her opening round in the women's 51 kg weight category at the World Championships in Liverpool, England. Unseeded Nikhat beat USA's Jennifer Lozano with a 5-0 unanimous decision in the round of 32. And that is the end of this news bulletin.